Tommy can tell, my wife can tell if I haven't exercised for more than 48 hours. You know, I would come home and she would say, when did you last exercise? Why? Because she feels, you know, she has a sense of, you know, a little bit rougher around the edges, a little bit more tense. Again, as I mentioned in previous classes, I have an inclination for anxiety. And exercise, that's my drug. It's my wonder drug. At the very least, every other day. At the very least. It's been used very successfully for numerous clinical disorders, even schizophrenia, in conjunction with, not on its own, in conjunction with therapy and very often drugs. But it enhances the likelihood of success if you exercise as well. Also, ADD and ADHD. Not always enough, but very often enough. People who exercise and who exercise regularly, much more likely to get over ADD and ADHD. Why? Because there are numerous effects on our brain. Numerous effects on our brain. For example, the exact same chemicals that are released when we form new neural pathways, remember neurogenesis or neuroplasticity, the exact same chemicals that we need to form new neural pathways are created when we exercise. In other words, after we go for a run, this is the time when our brain is most susceptible to creating new neural pathways. So if you exercise in the morning, during the day, you retain much better the material that you have read or you have heard